Expressions from St. Paul is 100% listener supported. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions. It's because of you that we get the opportunity to share the good news gospel of Jesus Christ with the world. Greetings, friends. Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 47 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., our morning worshiping experience begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. As promised, Dr. Williams today serves up part two of Are You Trying to Change God?
Friends, are you trying to change God? Make him like you? God is forever and ever. He will remain the same. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'll never change.
If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the 78th Psalm, verses 40 and 41. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the sanctuary, and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
Bible is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but what?
Truth.
That's the Bible. Now, although you may deny it, but you cannot change it. Although you may despise it, but you can't alter it. Although you may dismiss it, but you can't destroy it. It has been done, tried before. If we could just follow the word, we would be the one blessed. I got into a situation when I was younger, and I'm singing what you were singing a few minutes ago. I was saying to the Lord, Lord, I need you. I need you. Not yesterday, but I need you now. Now. And all of a sudden, somebody came and to help me. Now, just because you don't see God walking down his aisle, he's in here. And not only is he in here, he's waiting for you to give him a little praise. Amen. So we're going to move into it today. Now, this is what the Bible says. The Bible says that in verse number 40, it says, how often that Israel provoked God in the wilderness. How often, church? And how they grieved him in the desert. How many times can you say, I'm guilty? You don't have to say it. I tell you, you're guilty. You grieved him in the bar since you've been saved. You grieved him in Las Vegas pulling that lever. You grieved him cussing when you got angry. So we can't say we haven't grieved him. Look careful, church. Listen careful here. Not only that, and it's the text said, they did it again and again. They tempted God, and they limited the Holy One, which was God himself. You said, but my God, I never tempted God. Let me correct you. Get your Bible out as quick as you can and turn back to Psalms 7:8. Open your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, don't worry about it. We got one in front of you. Get the one in the pew. Everybody have their own Bible?
Yes, sir.
Open it to Psalms what?
78.
You said, well, but I never tempted God. And keep it there. Verse number 40. We want to come to it. Friends, It is, for me and for God, it is sad. It is deplorable. It, for Israel, it has been merciful. God had showed them. He had showed them graciously. And the thing that disturbs me, he delivered them from Egypt. They was in bondage and in slavery, but in spite of the fact that God continuously did marvelous and miraculous things for them in the wilderness, they still, you got to look at verse number 8 in your Bible, they still were not faithful to God. Listen careful. Number 2, look in verse, my friends. Number 10, they still did not keep the covenant of God. It's in your Bible. Look at verse number 10 again. They still refused to walk in his law. If you come to church on Sunday morning, anywhere, and you come to church and a lot's going on in your life and your family, whatever surrounds you, you come to church looking to be blessed. And if you leave here talking about somebody, you have denied the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me say it the way the Bible says it. The Holy Spirit is not somebody just in us. He's someone that guides us. Let me help you here. I don't cuss. I don't like it. Don't like to be around people that cuss. But I have felt like cussing.
Right.
I felt like it. You don't have to look at me. I can tell you, I have felt like cussing. And the reason I didn't cuss, because I had what they call a shift. And when I felt like it, my shift came in, which was the power of the Holy Spirit. That's not going to get the answer. Amen. Someone's got $900 plus $1,000 from me. That's what they did. I could have won if they took me to court some years ago. I could have won the case. But the reason I didn't do that, because there was something in me saying, leave it alone. Leave it alone. And I let it alone. And they got put out the next week. You have to learn. I pick on that Brother Jackson there. Is that right? I used to pick on Brother Jackson a lot and encourage him. You know, he was in the military, and I said, it's getting time for you to get married, remember? Now, you said, but why do you talk about that stuff all the time? Let me tell you why I talk about it. The Bible talks about it. You cannot, let me put it another way. A man can't enjoy that wall like God intended for him to do. So God has given him a woman. And any man doesn't like a woman is sick. There's nothing you're going to find outside of God that supersedes a woman, but another woman. You men sitting there like you're drunk, you know that's the truth. God looked out for us. And let me put it another way. No woman gonna ever be happy with anything outside of her man. And the women said, see you sleeping men? So if God has prepared for us to have what we need, the only thing that keeps us from getting it is we're so choosy. Love doesn't come just from beauty. I know some beautiful people, but they are hideous. They are mean. They are evil. Nobody can get along with them, not even the devil. Let's move on. So we're still talking about my friends, how Israel did God. Verse number 8, it says, they still were not faithful to God. Many people in listening to me on radio and watching me on television, and some of you in this church, God has been faithful to you. Even when you was a hellion in the street, he still was faithful to you. And now you come to church when you want to. Now I come to church because I owe him something. I owe him something. Every now and then in my house, if you come by my house and come close to the door, I wouldn't recommend you to do that. But you come close to the door, you hear me in there singing and clapping and praising God, because it's not you, it's not the neighbor, it's what he's done for me. Amen. Amen. So look what he says. Look at verse number 11. They still forgot all his wondrous works. How can you forget God and you never own a car and he bless you to buy one? Let's move on here. He delivered them. They still sin more and more against God. Verse 17, it's in your Bible. They still rebel against the Most High. Again, verse 17. They still spoke against God. Now, let me help you today. I might not finish even the second part. Let me help you today. Stand up, Brother Barefield. Stand up, Brother Charles. I'm just giving you a demonstration so you can get it. Brother Charles grins with Brother Barefield, talks to him, but as soon as he gets from him, he talks about him. Now, Brother Charles, you may take your seat. Not this Charles, Brother Barefield, take your seat. Not this Charles, this other Charles. I just had him stand so you can see a Charles. Now, the reason I beg you to read the Bible, I literally beg you to read the Bible. The reason I do that, Brother Charles cannot hate Brother Barefield by him talking to him. Now listen to this. This is free. Brother Barefield is building up in him a bank. So when the devil needs it, he can go in him and get it. You store stuff up for the enemy with your mouth. The most dangerous thing a man has is his mouth. Be careful what you say. I'm not bragging and I'm not boasting. My son is dead. My daughter's still living. Ashley, she's never heard me talk about people to her. Never heard me say what I thought about her. My thoughts were that we don't know what happened. Reach out to help somebody. This what? Reach out and do what? Because of what? Make this world, no, it should be to make me or us a better place. And so when you look at how God is operating, and we talk about, that's dangerous. Read it. God is almighty. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He made the universe. And at the same time, we sit with people in church and don't even talk to them. Who are you? You didn't come from Holy Avenue. You didn't come from 916 Blessed Avenue either. It's a very few people you can find that's always been holy all their life. So you know where you came from. Why can't you help Rose?
And the reason we do that, we don't know the value of the God that we serve. Amen. Let me give you this. This is free. There's a young lady some years ago now, maybe 12. She was in college for 2 years. And she got pregnant. And people just said everything in the world about her. And so she kept on. She finished college. Went and got her master's. And about 5 years ago, she got her PhD. Every time she got a different degree, she got a different job. She ended up getting a job for the government, making over $300,000 a year. Then a good-looking man fell in her street. She married a good-looking man who traveled in and out of the country, and their income was a little over $500 a year. Now, those Afro-Americans who talked about her, they still struggling. Just because she made a mistake, one of the things I admired of her, she didn't get an abortion. Talk about me all you want to. I don't believe in abortion. You ought to have thought about it before you got the baby. There's only one way you can have a baby. Only one. I know what you hear, but I don't care what you hear. It's only one God, and God created that one way. Let me try to say it. If you want to have a baby, you have to have, it's called, start with an S. What is that? A sperm. And a sperm have to have an egg to fertilize. Is that right, person? No sperm, no, you're not going to have no fertilizer.
Right.
No. And so once the sperm fertilizes the egg, comes the baby. And don't talk about that's bad, that's not. It's not. If it had been bad and nasty, God wouldn't have made it. I didn't come from nothing nasty. I came from a blessing. And I'm glad Hitler wasn't in 21, in 1920, I might not would have gotten here.
That's true.
Now, why you bring that up? The Spirit just gave that to me. Let me help you. So now, Brother Brown, stand here. I want you to get it. Brother Brown, stand right there. God saved, not Brother Brown, the Holy Spirit beckoned to Brother Brown to come to Jesus. I know you think he just come up with him. No, he didn't. The Spirit moved in him, and he came to God. And once Brother Brown said to God, "Yes, Lord, I accept you," then the Holy Spirit moved in Brother Brown's body. And it works from here. The Holy Spirit now works with him. He might deny him, but he still works with him.
That's right.
He worked with him so strong until he got wonder. And Carl said, or you can take your seat. That's how God works. He works to help us.
He does.
He blesses us so we can bless somebody else. Amen. Someone came to my house in December crying. They don't have, their children are grown, and they got four grandchildren. And they was getting ready to be put out. I've known them for a while. And I said, "What do you want me to do?" I want you to help me with some money so I can find a place. Well, you said, "I didn't know. I don't know what to do." You're lying. I said, "Okay. Do you want me to give you the money or you want to borrow?" "I want to borrow." I said, "Then if you want to borrow," I said, "I'm going to write it at the bottom of the check so I can have a record in my checkbook." first Sunday, you'll know I came to this church, was blessed before I came here. Blessed. So when I came here, the church couldn't bless me financially like I was blessed. They couldn't. I came here on the call of God. As I told my boss, he said, but you're not going to be able to make it. I said, I can do more with God's dollar than I can with your dollar. You missed it. You missed it. And so when are we going to look at God and say, now look, God, I'm ready. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you. God want to bless you, but you turn him away. And you will miss your blessing. Okay? There are others. Verse number 22. They still refuse to trust him. They refuse. You can refuse, but he's not going to change. But in spite of the fact, my friend, that God delivered them through the Red Sea, verse 13, and God fed them daily with angels' food, verse 25, God provided them water from the rock, verse 16, and in spite of the fact that God gave them the desires of their heart, verse 29, in spite of all of this, they still sinned and did not believe in his wonderful works. Amen. The more blessed you are, the more you have to praise him. Because he doesn't owe you nothing. But he loves you so much till he want to bless you. I was just going this week, going through the house. Lord, thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Oh, how I thank you. Didn't ask for nothing. I can never love God like he loved me. Even though I wished I could, but I can't. And the reason I can't, because the old nature is pulling and fighting against me. But I still can give him some praise. Thank you, Lord. And this crowd over here said, you can't beat God loving you. Amen. You said, but old so-and-so used to be in church. Now they're out there drinking and acting crazy. God still loves them. When he gets through, he's still going to love them. Amen. That's why we sing all kinds of songs that we don't believe in. If we believe what we believe, some song we wouldn't sing. Like, oh, how I love Jesus, and don't speak. How are you going to sing that kind of thing? Or put it this way. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. If you count them, you'll be surprised what God has done. We're not going to count no blessings. We're going to sing it. Because we don't believe what he has done. Amen. Amen. Let's move on. Let's move on, friends. Israel, nevertheless, they simply flattered him and with their mouth, verse 36. They continued to lie to him with their tongue, verse 36. Their heart was not steadfast with him, verse 37. And they still persisted in their unfaithfulness. Talk it all you want to, but when you're going to put it into action, that's what counts. And although God, being full of compassion, he forgave their iniquity and refused to destroy them. Verse 38, my friend, look what we have. We desire to be destroyed, but he loves us so much, he'll forgive us. You can't beat that. I got money in the bank. You can get to the place you can't go get it.
That's true.
But God will help you in spite of what you can't do. And then, friends, and this is the last one I'll give you, and they still persisted in their unfaithfulness. Amen. 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 Listen carefully. And although God, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and refused to destroy them, verse 38, for my friends, he remembered that they were but flesh, and as breath that passes away and does not come again, verse 39. Nevertheless, how often they provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. How often? You said, but Pastor, I'm just human. That's right. That's why he made you and put the spirit in you so he can control the human. Amen. Again and again, they tempted God and limit the Holy One of Israel, verse 41. 40 years, listen carefully, this is Afro American month. 40 years had to come to pass before God could lead them into the promised land. They wandered 40 years wasting time when they could have been blessed. That's Israel. How many times in years we wonder? We got thousands and thousands of people could go back to school and get some training, get some help, and won't do it because they are lazy. Wednesday, this past Wednesday, I had some red beans and rice and peas and baked chicken, but I don't want no red beans today. Did you get it? That's why he blessed me Wednesday and Friday. I had to eat the others because I don't want to waste them. I don't want no red beans next week. So God is the only one that can shift me through the disasters of life and bless me with something else. Amen. Amen. This person said, Pastor, why are we always spending money on St. Paul? I said, very simple. We want St. Paul to look like your house. And if your house doesn't look like St. Paul, we don't want St. Paul to look like it. We don't want anybody to pass this building and say, who own that church? Or who go to that church? We will just, I wonder who goes there. The church ought to be first class looking, first class action, first class giving, first class forgiving, first class for reaching out, first class for loving one another in the church, first class for learning about God, first class for helping somebody that God has saved. We ought to be first class because God has made us first class. That's the Bible. The Bible. Person sitting here, I have an appointment with one of the largest groups in Northern California Wednesday. They called me out of Texas. You think I am not grateful or backing up? You think that I deserve it? Has nothing to do with me deserving it. And then another thing, while I'm on that, this I'm black. This where I'm going is white. But let me help you with that so you don't get carried away. You see, it used to be that I was separated from him. He was separated from me. But when my Jesus died, listen carefully here, when my Jesus died and rose again, he brought us together. And if he saved, I'm saved out of one blood, white and black are saved.
That's right.
And we better get used to it, because if you go to heaven, there's going to be white folks there, brown folks, tan folks, yellow folks, any other folks you know. You're not going to be the only one there. And if it was, there wouldn't be no heaven. This is God we're talking about. Friends, are you trying to change God? Make him like you? You don't like Bearfield because Bearfield got a nice house on the south side? You don't like me because I tell you the truth? What in the world are you trying to do? You can't change God. God is forever and ever. He will remain the same. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'll never change.
Thank you.
That's God. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Don't try to change him. Love him. And watch the results. Well, time won't permit me, whatever it is, to finish, but I'll give you a few more nuggets, and then we will stop. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. They became content with as much lesser goal, and as a result, dissatisfaction, disaster, disappointment, and disobedience, along with fear and doubt, became the accepted norm of their daily life, for they had limited God, and so they ended up grumbling, and this is dangerous in the Bible.
That's right.
They ended up grumbling and complaining every step of the way. God could have overpowered them, but nevertheless, God will not force his will on anybody. It's not that we can limit him. We can't limit God what he can do. But rather, we can limit what Almighty God will do. Amen. I don't believe that there's nothing I can't do. I don't believe that. And some people keep saying, we're not going to be able to get the family life center. Just live. We got it. Now they say, we're not going to be able to get no senior housing. You keep on living, you might have to live in it. Last time I heard it was, he's got the whole world. In his hand, he's got the whole world. In his hand, he's got the whole world in his hand. Now, here's what you don't want. He got you and I. Where? He got the you and I. He got them. Where? He got what? So if he got the whole world in his hand, then nobody can stop him. People still limit God. So if you feel as though you are merely drifting in some spiritual fog with little or no sense of direction and making little or no spiritual progress, then there may be the possibility that you are also trying to limit God. Amen. God is some manner as well. I firmly believe that a person can limit God. I believe that. Let me give you a few things how you can limit God so you can correct them. You can limit God, my friends. You can limit God by doubting his promises. You can limit him. God showed me in a vision that I come to California, I have a house green and purple. I mean green and burgundy. That's what I found. And that's what I bought. Told me I'd have a car, blue and white. I went to look to buy a car, and the man was driving on the lot. And I said, boy, that's a good looking car. He said, I said, you want to sell it? I'm going to trade it in. I said, what you asking for? I said, oh, well, I'll give you that, but 100 less. God had told me he's going to give me a blue and white DeSoto. That's what I got. Amen. Amen. I ran from him. He kept on blessing. Kept on blessing. And he will continue blessing until I close my eyes. And the reason he'll do that, because I'm part of the kingdom of Almighty God. There's nobody like God. Try him for yourself. And watch him, friend. Watch him bless you. And as I close, instead of enjoying a victorious life or satisfaction and fulfillment, the Israelites began to accept spiritual bondage and defeat it as a norm because of their own stupidity, ignorance, disobedience, rebellion, and sinful behavior and bad lifestyle. Friends, you say, but I live in Elk Grove. I live in the hills. You live wherever you want to live, but you can't hide your sins.
That's right. They're with you.
Wherever you go, you take them with you. And wherever you go, God is already there. Amen. So if you want to be blessed, open up. Tell him, I want to be a blessing. So as you bless me, I'm open. You said, but Brother Pastor, if I give up all, he didn't tell you to give it all. He said he'll give you plenty, so over what you need, so you'll have something to bless somebody with. Amen. I got a call last night. Someone said to me, Pastor, if your car is for sale, I'd like to buy it. I said, well, are you willing to pay for what I want? I said, yeah. Well, how much you want for it? I said, $60,000. Well, I can't afford that. And I said, well, you called and asked me. I'm just telling you. Didn't get upset. I said, no, it's not for sale. But he wanted to buy it, not me. I own it. God owns you. You don't think so, but God owns you if you're saved. And so God can do what you let him do with you. He's not going to force nothing upon you. Amen. Amen. Well, friends, you see this? What does that look like to you? Look like what?
Water.
Well, just like some of you drink scotch, drink some water so you can feel good. Well, there's no harm in drinking wine. It's not. It's just take away your witness. Amen. There's a song. Why live in defeat when God will help you live in victory? Why be pleased with rubbish when God offer you richness for to take? Why wallow in despair when God wants to be a delight to you? Why suffer in misery when God wants you to enjoy life to the fullest? Why continue to be tormented with your problems when God has the solution that you need? Church, listen carefully. Why live in the glooms of life when you could be glad in the Lord? Why merely live in the past
when God has a glorious future waiting for you right now. Well, I wonder how are you going to make it tomorrow when you go home and thank him that he brought you this far and he's not going to leave you. Why worry when you can be happy? Amen. I love you as a people, as a church, as a brother, and as a sister. But I could never, never turn against God for anybody. He's too powerful.